It is the time machine known as the local show, brought to you by Kentucky Music Company and, of course, by The Grove in Glasgow here on 98.3 The Edge. That was David Vaughn Lindsay, who Love to Hate is the name of the song. Not my feelings toward him. Love to love the guy. Haven't talked to David in a long time. And, well, to be honest, brother, do we still call you Biggie? Because you lost 100 damn pounds.
Yeah, I've lost 100 pounds. I'll always be Biggie. I'll always be Big Dave. That's not going to change.
All right, good. Because I like calling you Biggie. Next time I run into you, I'll be like, yo, Biggie D, what is up? And it won't feel weird. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, well, cool, man. Well, that is from your EP, Next in 2017. We were talking sort of off air that you got new stuff happening. And the reason you're here on the show tonight, we'll hear another one of those songs on the way out the door. But you were at the Grove in Glasgow Saturday with the Hog Slop String Band. And, man, you were going to be over there a while back, and then I reckon it got rained out or something. I don't remember what it was. But anyway, I'm glad you finally got a spot over there. The Grove is just some kind of awesome venue over there, and it's just right for you, brother.
Oh, yeah, I'm really excited to be there. Candace is doing a great job booking there. The Grove's doing a great job. And everything I've heard about it's good. So I'm really excited to be there. And, you know, it's going to be fun. I'll have Paul Lowe with me. He'll be playing guitar as well. So everybody that knows Paul, and he's kind of my sidekick on that stuff. So really excited about it, man. This Saturday, yep.
Man, you know what's weird? You mentioned that. I don't think I've had you on the show. I've hung out with you, but I haven't had you on this show since you and Paul come up on the square in Glasgow and did Shot Time stuff live in my studio.
Yeah, I remember that, man. I remember that. It was a good time then, man. We had a good time. Paul's a great dude.
Oh, yeah.
And I've always told people, anytime, you know, I talk about Paul, I just talk about how an upstanding guy he is. Awesome musician, yeah. But upstanding
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, know? Nobody has anything bad to say about Paul, man. No, cap there. So, well, that's great. That's great news that you're going to have him along with you. You're going to be doing stuff off the EP, and I guess you got some new songs. Yeah, heck, you told me you wrote 5 or 6 in the last couple of weeks. What do we look forward to out of the set there at the Grove on Saturday?
Okay, all right. So here's the deal. There are songs that have never been recorded that are old that no one's heard. Some people have heard, some people haven't. Like, there will be songs off the EP that we'll do from the entitled album Next that came out in 2017. That came out on Young Mary's Records. Give a shout out to Mary Spar.
What up, Mary?
Yeah. So we'll be doing things off the EP. Also, we'll be doing some other songs that you may have heard, you may have not heard. The new songs have literally been written in like the past week and a half. And I'm going to be honest with you. If we can get one where I feel good, we'll do one of the new songs. But I'm not promising that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I would. But the new songs are coming, and they will be in rotation very soon. But I'm really I like to have things at a certain level for my taste to know that I'm doing it right.
Sure.
If I put it to you this way, if things work out and we can do one or two, that'd be great. But I don't want to promise people that. You know what I mean? Because Paul told me, he said, man, you got to get us together and rehearse these new songs because people are going to want to hear them. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, I didn't think about that,
Paul. Oh, man, I just put you on the spot big time. I didn't realize there was all this pre-existing pressure on you, brother, you know.
No, I love it, man. I love it. Pressure makes diamonds. You know what I mean?
That's right. Always. The philosopher. All right. So obviously you've got some material that you did just a couple of years ago. You're working on new stuff. You got this gig at the Grove on Saturday, which is behind Ralphie's Happy Valley Road in Glasgow. Hunt them up on Facebook. The Grove-KY is their handle on Facebook or whatever. And like I say, Candace is doing a great job with the booking and everything out there. It's a wonderful venue. Anything else we need to know about going on with you?
I will be playing downtown Bowling Green on September 9th. Gasper Brewery, I believe, is the name. Gasper Brewery downtown. We're playing there September 9th.
Yeah, they've been booking some cool stuff.
Yeah. Like I said, I'll have Paul up there with me. I also have my girl Tammy that will be there, Tammy Thomason. She'll be coming up on stage singing a song with me. So, you know, It's going to be fun, man. We're going to have a good time, and I'm excited to see everybody. And I really hope there's a good turnout because the Hogslop string band, and, you know, I've heard nothing but great things about them as well.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no. I mean, I feel like the Grove is really grown in popularity. You know, there's a certain vibe to it, right? You know, it's family friendly. It's chill. It's outdoors. It's a real natural setting, and they put a lot of work into that you know, that stage and that bar and those lights and everything. It looks just fantastic. So glad that you're going to be back on the stage. Anything else we need to know about? Tell us about your girlfriend, man. You can brag on her if you want to.
Oh, man. I don't want to brag too much. You know, I don't want to embarrass her. But, you know, she's beautiful, man. I love her. She's awesome. So, I mean, she's really, really talented. Like, she's more talented than I am. She can pick up pretty much any instrument and play it, you know, by ear. And she can sing. She's a, you know, a wonderful singer. So
one of those people, huh?
Yeah. It almost makes you jealous. You know what I'm saying? To be like, really, you're that good at everything you pick up and you're that talented. But, I don't want to embarrass her or nothing because, you know, but yeah, she's a sweet girl. So, I'm glad to share this stage with her, especially this song. It's a song I wrote for her 10 years ago. So.
Oh, wow. 10 years. Man, you're just pouring on. Do you do a Barry White thing? I mean, you're just pouring on the romance over here, brother. I mean, this is some Hollywood-level stuff right here.
Well, you know how it goes.
I don't. I know how it goes for other people like Biggie D, but, you know, personally, I don't have that kind of experience, Dick. But all right, so it's going to be you and Paul and Tammy's going to get up there. That is awesome. You're also at Gasper. What'd you say, September 9th? I think that's a Thursday.
Yeah, I believe it is. Yeah, I looked it up the other day.
Yeah, that's right. Right on. All right.
I'm pretty sure I have that date right. I'll have to check.
I know the 9th is a Thursday because, sadly, there's a nearby, you know, sort of milestone on that. But
Yeah,
right on. But anyway, gosh, anything else we need to spread the word about? I mean, you got any kind of social media, anything you want to push, any of that?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, you can always just look me up on the old Facebook, I guess, David Von Lindsay. And, of course, if you – I think my Instagram is David Von Lindsay. I don't really use Twitter much or anything like that. And I do know, like, if you want to find my music, if you want to find the EP, all you have to do, I just tell people, just Google my name and you can go to YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, whatever you use, just put it in your search bar and it should pop up.
Right on. All right. Now, while we're on the internet tip, our Facebook course, you know, I make the weekly show page, and I'll tag you in it. And that, you know, it's Wednesday evening here as we sit here and y'all, I'm at the house and reckon David is too, but also on our Facebook page right now, tickets for this are through Eventbrite, and Candace made a post and I shared it to the station page, and we have a giveaway. You can win tickets to this show if you share that post that we shared on our station Facebook page for Hogslop String Band and David Von Lindsay and Paul and Tammy. And we're going to draw for that Friday afternoon. So if you do that, make sure you keep an eye on your inbox or whatever, because it'll be me messages saying, hey, you won. And we'll get you on the list. But tickets are through Eventbrite. And the link is part of that post I'm asking you to share for the contest. So, all right, let's get some butts in seats and some butts shaking and moving over there, right?
Yeah, that's right, man. We love it, Bubba.
All right, partner. All right, we're going to wrap up one more here from Biggie D. Lost 100 damn pounds the right way. Just want everybody to know that. He intentionally got his diet together. And so no illness involved other than just need to shed a little pounds, but didn't shed any soul. Is that right?
You're right, brother. Absolutely, man. And feel better. The best thing for me was my mental, man. You know what I mean? I'm right mentally, and the physical helped my mental.
Yes, sir. Well, we love to hear every bit of that, and we love to hear new music to the show. This is from the EP Next. It is David Von Lindsay, and it is King of Fools. More to come on the local show, brought to you by Kentucky Music Company and by The Grove in Glasgow on 98.3 The Edge.